remember, we have this time to sing and proclaim about just who that little child was. He was the King of all creation. He's God. And so, Lord, we praise you in this time, and we use this time to be reminded that, Lord, you are it. You are the great I am. You have been the long-expected one. And so thank you for this day, and thank you for this time to remember all of that. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. Thank you. Yeah, we were talking about this earlier, me and the worship team. I think that is probably the most theological accurate song out there. Mary, did you know? Like, it just, by the way, if you need scripture verses for that song, I'll be more than happy to provide them. It is just absolutely a Christmas banger, as they would say. Anyway, we are in a series called Christmas Present. It's not probably what you think. When you think of Christmas Present, you probably think of a gift that you would give. My desire for this series was to talk about our presence, you know, his presence, our presence, being available, being emotionally, physically, like available during Christmas, because a lot of the times we're not, and it goes by like a whirlwind, and we realize that we missed out on what is probably one of the most precious times. So with that in mind, let me ask this question. Did you ever check out of something, right? Check out. Like, I'm checking out. So, by the way, there's a lot of meanings to the word check out. Like, if you go to the grocery store, you can do what? You can check out, right? Maybe when you were younger and you saw someone attractive that might have been a person that you may have checked out. But that's not what I'm talking about today. When you're checking out, by the way, to find out if you want to find out what something means, you got to go to the ultimate source, Urban Dictionary. Right? You got to go to Urban Dictionary. By the way, be careful. Be careful when you go to Urban Dictionary, okay? Because thankfully, I found one that didn't have any obscenities in them. So please be aware. Anyway, this is what I'm talking about. Check out. The days leading up to a vacation or holiday when you are no longer interested in work, you show up for work and you're mentally checked out. So I need to complete this project, but my vacation starts in 2 days. I can't seem to concentrate. I've completely what? Checked out. So, right, have you been there? Like, what I'm talking about, right? Like, so, like, your last day on a job, like, you put your two-week notice in. Like, there is no reason for you to be there. I've checked out. Like, I'm not going to do anything today. They can't do anything about it. I'm what? Checked out, right? When things get mundane and, like, just the same old, like, hey, are you going to do that? Nah, man, I'm just totally what? Checked out, right? Right? When your kids tell you about their Minecraft village, right? 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 And they just sit there and they tell you, and like you realize 2 minutes into the conversation, you've done what? Checked out. Like, I just do not care. Right? Like, it's just, oh my gosh. Or when things get just too chaotic, sometimes you just mentally check. When things get too hard, sometimes it's easy just to check out. Right? Things are there. I have so much on my plate. I'm just gonna check out. I'm done. I can't handle it. And so with this in mind, I want to take a look at Matthew chapter. If you have your Bible, you can turn to Matthew chapter 1. That's where we're going to be. And we're going to take a look at Joseph, right? And the story of Joseph, we'll get into that a little bit. But Joseph, kind of like, he did what? He got checked out a little bit. Like, things are getting so heavy, he just checked out. And to bring you on board with what was in my mind, go to Matthew chapter 1, starting in verse 18. I want you to take a look at this. All right, this is how the birth of Jesus came about. So this is Matthew. By the way, Matthew wrote his gospel. He starts off with the lineage of Jesus. He talks about all the genealogies, and so-and-so begat so-and-so, and so-and-so had so-and-so, 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 so-and-so. And then you get down near the bottom, and he's going to tell you how the birth of Jesus came about. And he says, this is how the birth of Jesus came to be about. His mother Mary, which pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in his mind to divorce her quietly. So Joseph had a good bit on his plate. I mean, if you think about it, right? His betrothed wife's family is a little odd. Now, I don't know if you know this or not. Like, if you think about, like, Joseph is there with Mary and she's, like, arranged to be his wife, and her family is kind of going nuts right now because, like, her, like, cousin is going to have a baby in her older years. And like, her husband, Zechariah, hasn't talked in, like, 6 months. Like, it's just, there are weird things happening right now. Like, dude, what's up with your family? Like, what's the deal, right? And then she comes back from living with Elizabeth, and she's pregnant, right? This is got Maury Povich written all over it. Like, this has got daytime TV. Like, you guys would be sitting there eating your popcorn, like, watching this. Because there's a lot going on right there. Right? There's this issue here that Joseph is sitting there like, what am I going to do? Like, this is too much. Like, she's obviously lying to me, or her family's crazy. Like, there is a lot there. And one of the easy things to do in that moment is to what? Like, I'm just going to check out. Like, I'm just not even going to deal with it. There's so much on my plate. I'm checking out. Tab and I, we had an issue with a house that we rented. We had a dog, Duncan. Some of you remember Duncan? That stupid dog. Anyway, so he was a monster. Okay, so anyway, so Matt knows him. But anyway, he had destroyed the floor. Right, just like, do you guys have a dog that like sits at the door and it's like when it, like, you're coming in and like it's all excited and stuff? Well, he had destroyed the floor, and me and the landlord went back and forth, and there was like some tension there, and I couldn't handle it anymore, and I just went and took a nap, right? like, I just went, I shut down, like, I just, and Tab's like, so Tab comes in, she goes, what are you doing, right? And I said, this is what my body's telling me to do right now, Tab. Tab was so disappointed. She goes, what is your problem? Like, man up a little bit, right? I completely checked out. I shut down. In other words, I what? I checked out, right? I just completely checked out, right? It's easy to do, right? It's easy to check out. Like, you've probably been there. Like, I'm just not going to deal with it. I'm not going to do anything about it. And so here's Joseph. Here's Joseph, and he's having a moment, a faith crisis here. What am I going to do? Am I going to do what the Lord is telling me to do, or what I should do, or am I just going to check out? Listen, Christmas time is a great time. There's so much going on. It's easy just to check out. Like, you know what? I'm not going to deal with it. Just let. And listen, you've been there when the whole season is kind of like moved on. And all of a sudden we find that it passed because, you know why? We weren't emotionally or physically available to those around us. We didn't catch the glory of the season because with work and with parties and with cheap kids, we kind of checked out. And so it's easy. Like, it's easy to do. You know, that's a lot of times we just get this notion where things just get so difficult. And I'm going to move on here. By the way, if you want to know, the Grinch had a mouth. I was going to make a motion there. But anyway, this is what I want you to do. You guys know what this is? This is a picture of? Actually, it's a picture of kids listening to Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas for the 80th time. That's exactly what it is. Like, listen, we check out, right? How many, seriously, if I got to hear that song one more time, we've checked out. Like, it's easy, I'm telling you. Like I said, the Grinch tried to check out, but, like, we can't get too hard on the guy because he had a medical condition. But, this is what do I want you to know? Because Joseph is at a crossroads here, and the thing that he wants to do, God had put so much on his plate. What he wanted to do was check out, but that's not what God wanted him to do. And so this morning, there are probably opportunities that maybe you feel like this when it comes to Christmas, or maybe there's just like, I just want to hide my head, put my head in the sand, and just go away. But there's something that God wants from you and desires from you, because there's something that God desired for Joseph too. And so what is that? What do I want you to know? What is something that you can take with you? What is a nice little like phrase that you can hang your hat on and probably take with you the rest of your Christmas season? And this is, it's simple, but checking out means missing out. Like, if you check out, you're going to miss out on all that God has for you in this Christmas season, all that God has for you. That, like, we, I mean, oh my gosh, we had this great event where all these families came in and we got a chance to, like, engage with new people and we got a chance to make some connections. There was an Indian family here who, like, Tila got a chance to speak Tamil to. It was really, like, really a cool moment, right? Like, we checked in, right? Like, oh my gosh, like, I want to invest into this moment. I want to invest into this. And if we were just like, you know what, I just want to check out. We would have missed opportunities that God is putting in our path. And if you look at this, but after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, the son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived as her is from the Holy Spirit, right? Joseph had this really important part to play in Jesus' life. And if he would have just had his way, Joseph would have been like, I would have divorced her, and that would have been it. She would have had to, this is her own bed, she has to lie in it. He would have, like, kind of scooted her to the side. Joseph would have been free and clear from any responsibilities, but you know what? He would have missed out on all that God had for him in his journey. I mean, when you think about it, right? Simeon at the temple, right? Like, Simeon at the temple, 8 days after Jesus is born, it says that Simeon scooped up this child and the parents were, like, just enthralled with what he was saying, because he says this child is going to be the rise and the downfall of many nations, and he's going to be a blessing to the world, and that his eyes have seen the Lord's salvation. And Mary and Joseph are sitting there going, oh my gosh, this is amazing, right? Joseph would have missed out on it, right? Right? The wise men of the synagogue, when Jesus was 12 years old, it says that Mary and Joseph were frantically looking. Mary comes up to Jesus. She goes, we've been anxiously searching for you for 3 days. By the way, they lost their kid for 3 days. 3 days. Like, if you lose your kid for 12 minutes, like, you panic, right? 3 days. Can you imagine? Right, when they finally find him, guess what? They go up to him. She goes, we've been anxiously searching for you. And it says that the people in the synagogue were amazed at the child's responses. And there's Joseph, a part of that conversation. Like, he says, your mother, your father, I've been looking for you. And they come and they find him. And what they find is the boy just using this great giftings. And Joseph would have missed out on it all if he just said, you know what? I'm going to wash my hands of it because it's too hard. I'm checking out. I don't want to deal with it. And he missed out on the blessings that God has for him. So my question for you is, like, what is God doing right now that would be a kingdom miss if you checked out? A kingdom miss. A kingdom miss is a kingdom opportunity, like a God-centered opportunity that would be missed if we check out this Christmas season. What is an opportunity that if we check out would be a kingdom miss? I want to share with you three things that I hope to guide you along and to help you on this Christmas journey of being present with those around us. The best gift that we can give to those around us is our presence, to be available, to be in the moment, to our kids, to our spouses, to our people at church, you name it, to our coworkers, our friends, our relatives, our neighbors, what I call my Franks, right? My Franks, the people in my sphere that I want to know, have them know who Jesus is. Those are my Franks, friends, relatives, acquaintances, coworkers, and neighbors. Anyway, so let's pray, because maybe you're here today and you feel that you want to check out, like, I'm done. Like, this whole Christmas thing, if I hear Charlie Brown one more time, like, whatever it is, like, that is driving you crazy and you want to check out. Or maybe things are just too darn hard for you today. I want to just, like, Joseph, he had the best reason to check out. Can you imagine where he was? Like, here he was, like, things were going great, had a wife, here she is with a baby. It's not his. But yet God used this opportunity for him to experience how grand and how good he was. And so you might be on the cusp of saying, I'm just going to give it up. But what I'm saying is you may miss out on the great blessings that God has in store for you. Let me pray. Lord, this morning we have an opportunity to either check in or check out. And what I hope is, as we go through this story, as we look at the story of Joseph, what I desire is that we would choose to check in. We would see your hand at work in all of this, and that we would choose to say, yes, I'm in. I'm going to be used of and by you for your purposes. And so, Lord, be with my friends today. There's probably some of us who just feel like checking out. Maybe it's too hard. Maybe it's, I don't know. I don't know what the day looks like. But Lord, guide and lead us to not miss any kingdom misses because we've checked out. Lead us in this, Jesus. It's in your name I pray. Amen. Amen. So the first thing I want to share with you is checking out means missing out on who God is crafting us to be. Like God is, if you check out, you're missing on a great piece of God molding you, crafting you into who your future you is. Anyway, take a look. So notice, I already read this, 21, she will give birth to a son and you are to give him the name of Jesus because he will save their people from their sins. I love the fact that at some point in heaven, right, like Joseph made his decision, right? Joseph's like, hey, my decision is I'm going to divorce her quietly. I'm going to push her to the side. But somewhere in heaven, like God's saying, yeah, it's time for you to go down there and change his mind. Like this is the way I think. Like the way I think, like in the spiritual realm, at some point, they were not okay with Joseph's decision. Like, hey, if I check out now, I'm going to, you know, if I check out, I don't have to deal with this. And God's like, oh, okay, really? Like, oh, really? Oh, check the, oh, like this great moment that happens, right? That's just the way I think. Because God was not okay with the decision for Joseph to check out. You don't get that opportunity. You're part of a plan. You're part of me crafting you into who I desire you to be. And this is part of that plan. This hardship, this trial, whatever this might be, you are a part of, you are vital to this. And God's like, you check out, you're going to miss out on all this. That's why he sent the angel. No, do not be afraid to take Mary home. Don't be afraid. This is a great thing. Joseph has this moment. Like, all these things is what Joseph is going to miss out. Teaching Jesus a trade. Provide for Mary until Jesus was old enough. By the way, if Joseph wasn't a part of the plan, Mary probably wouldn't have been able to make ends meet. Joseph was vital to that until Jesus was old enough to kind of care for the family. Joseph was a huge part of this. Like, you check out Mary. She's not, like, this. No, you're part of the plan. Joseph, you're part of the plan. Like, you're part of my plan to redeem the world, and you are going to be a part of this. You check out now, you're going to miss out on all these things I'm doing. I need you. When the things get tough and Mary's going to need help, I need you. Herod's going to try and kill all these kids. I need you there, right? And to help raise a son. Now, by the way, like, and that's the hard part. And I know firsthand. They try to kill themselves every day. Every day. Like, you, like that's the huge part. I see you with your girls, like, just like, they're sitting there playing a toy. Like, no, my kids, every day, because they're playing with lightsabers, and you know it's just going to, and you hear a donk. I knew it was coming. Every day. It's just hard. Like, it's hard. Joseph was a part of that plan. He was going to raise a son. And that's no easy task. And so this is like, this was God molding Joseph into who he was calling him to be. And to just like say, I'm done with it, would have missed out on these great blessings of what God was doing. There are so many circumstances that craft us into who God desires to be. And most of those are trial by fire. Think about it. The most times that you've grown is not in the easy-peasy moments. It's in the moments that God has moved in events that you can't change. Or, you know what? You say, you know what? I'm checking in. We're going to get through this. We're going to do this together. God, you're going to have to be with me. God, you're going to have to move. And those are the moments that God crafts you into who he desires you to be. Because you know what? When it's free and easy and clear, it's great to be. It's a great time to be a Christian. Right? Oh, I can do this. But when the days get hard and long, those are the days that God is molding you into who he desires you to be. Joseph checked in. It's time for you to check in too. Let's go to two. All right, checking out means missing out on the blessing of being present, being there, right? Take a look. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord commanded and took Mary home as his wife. By the way, we don't know when Joseph died, but at some point, Many scholars believe that Joseph died between the ages that Jesus was 12 and 30. We don't know when that was, but you never see Joseph after that event when Jesus was 12 at the temple. You never hear of him. And the fact that when Mary shows up at like the house, oh, your mother and your brothers and sisters are here. Joseph's not a part of it. At some point, we believe that Joseph died. We don't know. We don't know like when that happened, but it was vital that Joseph was there for the upbringing of Jesus. God saw fit to that. And by the way, the power of presence is such an amazing gift, to be present with those. And it's never too late, right? So for the short amount of time that Joseph had with his family, his presence was powerful. Let me give you an example. The best I can kind of describe. My grandfather on my dad's side, when he worked, he was this like mean, old, crotchety like guy. He was just like stressed out all the time. And he was like, we were fishing one time, and my brother had this like fishing rod. I don't know. But he goes, if you drop that fishing rod in the river, you're going in after it, right? Like he was just this like kind of cantankerous old guy, right? And then like he retired, and guess what? He became like the nicest guy in the world. Like he just shifted. His personality changed. And then when my grandmother died, he became even nicer. I don't know what the story was there, but I can tell you, like the later years of my grandfather were amazing, right? And I look fondly all the years of him being like rawr, gruff and rough. Those last couple years were amazing. Why? Because he was just a pleasure to be around. And it's never too late to have a power of presence. Like, even if it's only like a year or 2 years, like he made such a huge impact in my life later in his years when his attitude kind of changed and he was this amazing guy. It is never too late to change the power of presence. It's very, very important. And so Joseph, he only had a short time, but I guarantee he had a huge power of presence in Jesus' life. And you today, there are people in your life. God has put you in people's life for maybe a short window, and your presence, the power of your presence, can be huge, and don't underestimate it. Or if today's a day and things are not going well, guess what? It's not too late to have your presence impact other people. I think this is my last point. I'm not sure. I think. It's three or four. Hang tight. Hang tight. No, that's it. That's it. Okay, we're going to the last one. Hold on. We got communion. Hold on. I can do this. Hold on, Rick. I might need some assistance here. Let's see if I got it. I got it. I got it. There we go. All right. Nope. Where am I? Grandfather. Check into Christmas time. That's what I want. Check in. There it is. Okay. It's time for you to check in, right? Check in. Christmas time, you can check in or check out, right? I just don't want to be a part of it. I don't want to have to deal with it, or I can check in. There are so many great parts of the story, and there are some not so much. I get that, right? So, like, the wise men show up, and they say, we're going to worship you, and next thing you know, Herod's like, all right, well, I'll just kill every two-year-old. There's not all of it's grand, but all of it's powerful. All of it has an opportunity to mold us. This Christmas time is such an amazing event. Listen, Christmas is amazing. It's the only time when like people actually tolerate other people. You think I'm kidding? Like people, like I can actually deal with people for a little bit. This is a time when our presence, checking in, could have an impact for a very long time. And so check in. Check in. And don't miss out on what God wants to do with you this season. And it's not too late. But I'm afraid that if we don't check in, we're going to miss out on some kingdom wins. On some things that God is molding and crafting you to be, just like Joseph. If Joseph would have just said, hey, this is the way I want it, and God never intervened, this story would have been a lot different. But instead, God saw fit to say, no, you don't get that luxury of checking out. In fact, you have to check in, because I need you a part of this story. So where is God crafting this story for you? We're going to use this time of communion. I'm going to invite the worship team, if you would come up, please. I'm going to put this mask on. And then I'm going to invite Chris, if you would come up to your side. John, would you come up to this side? And Dennis or Matt, whoever. If Dennis, you want to come up. Dennis or Matt, whoever. They're going to rock, paper, scissors. Just up front. I'd rather not be breathing all over your stuff. So you can take that. If you can hand that, if you could hand that out to someone, that'd be great. We get an opportunity to be reminded of what it's all about, checking in. And what are we checking in to? Checking in means that we remember what Jesus had done for us. This season, that little boy grows up to be a man who will give his life for many. That he's going to use his gifts of his life to check in for a kingdom win for all of eternity. That we are blessed by what he has done for us. This cracker represents the body of Jesus that was broken for our behalf. That he was on the day that he died, he was broken, he was bruised, he was battered, just like this was one piece of bread which is now broken. And be reminded that that was for you. Jesus had the opportunity to check out, Lord, if there's another way, but the Lord said no. This is the way. So hold on to this as we're served together and reminded of the sacrifice of Jesus this morning as we desire to check in. Because guess what? The only way that we're going to make it is if Jesus is a part of this. That he's going to go with me. And that no matter what I have going forward, he will be present. And the way that that happens is by acknowledging him as our Savior. He who died and he who bled in my place. Hold on to it till we're all served and we'll take it together. Team. Go ahead.
Come all you weary, come all you thirsty, come to the well that never runs dry. Drink of the water, come and thirst no more. You sinners, come find his mercy. Come to the table, he will satisfy. Taste of his goodness, find what you're looking for. For God so loved the world that he gave us his one and only Son to save us. Whoever believes in him will live forever.
The Milo? Sorry. John, would you serve this side for me? I'm gonna get one last. That's how this is gonna work. We're good, right? We're all set? Okay, good. All right. Thank you. What we remember in this time, as Jesus said, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. We remember that Jesus did this on our behalf. According to Isaiah, he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Right? And the punishment that brings us peace was upon him. And by his wounds, we are healed. And so we take this now in remembrance of that sacrifice and what Jesus did on our behalf. So let's take this now in remembrance of him. Likewise, when Jesus took the cup, he said, this is the cup of the new covenant or the new promise given for you for the forgiveness of many. This cup represents what Jesus has already done for you, forgiven you, to wash you as white as snow. That is the reason why Jesus came. And this whole season that we celebrate Christmas, we celebrate it because it's a joy to remember that God moved heaven and earth to bring a Savior down for us. Who would eventually be crucified and would bleed. The only material that could ever wash us clean. And that is his blood. And so we take this now in remembrance of that. So use this time to reflect. Maybe there's something that is bothering you. Maybe there's something that I've been struggling with. Maybe today's a day where we allow the blood of Jesus to wash us clean and to be forgiven. Hold on to it till we're all served and we'll take it together.
Bring all your failures, bring your addictions, come lay them down at the foot of the cross. Jesus is waiting there with open arms. For God so loved the world that he gave us his one and only Son to save us. Whoever believes in him will live forever. The power of hell forever defeated. Now it is well. I'm walking in freedom, for God so loved the world.
We take this now in remembrance of that sacrifice. We take this now in remembrance that we are forgiven, like a clean slate. Nothing can be held to you. Nothing can be stuck. The blood of Jesus erases all sin. This is a great reminder of what the Christmas season is all about, that process started on that beautiful, faithful day. Started way before that in heaven. And so let's take this time now to be reminded that we are cleansed, we are forgiven, we are free by the blood of Jesus. Let's take this now in remembrance of that sacrifice. So today's a day. Oh, you know what? I'm going to hand this out while we are singing our last song. What we do is we take up a collection for Helping Hands. What these monies go to, if you're able to give, that's great. If you're not, we don't expect you to. But if you're able to give, these monies go towards helping people in our community. In fact, the gift cards that we're giving away to our community for those in need, it's coming right out of these funds. We actually have a good bit of surplus in our Helping Hands. So more than just giving to this fund, you can help me spend some money here today. So if you know of a family who needs just a helping hand, a leg up, we want to be able to help those individuals. So if you know someone that is struggling, listen, what, diesel and heating oil is going up to like $6, right? There's going to be people who are going to need some help. And we have resources to do that. This is a way that we can help those around us. So if you're able to help, that's great. I'm going to pass these along. If you're able to help, that's great. They'll be in the back if you don't catch it. But anyway, thank you. With that being said, would you please stand? We're going to sing our last song. But maybe God is calling you to check in. Maybe you feel like you want to check out. Maybe you feel like you just want to be done. And I'm going to say you're going to miss out on all that God is crafting you to be and desiring for you this Christmas season if we just say, I'm done. I'm throwing the towel. I just want to be over it. So check in. And watch as God crafts you into who he desires you to be. Watch the power of your presence impact those around you. And watch as Christmas time becomes a richer and more powerful experience.